Let me give you some perspective on the learning process. You see in the program that the four steps of learning are laid out for you, and they're a great guideline to help you understand what you're going to go through, not only in this program, but through your life as you continue to learn, as you can continue to grow. The learning process evolves from level one, which you see identified as unconscious incompetence. This can be described as someone who does not even know they don't know something. And some people would call that ignorance, but I choose not to. Think of it as a pre-knowledge or pre-learning stage. From there, we move to stage number two, which is conscious incompetence. Now, it sounds a little better, but it still means you don't know what you're doing. You only now realize that you don't know. And that's an important step in learning, though, because what happens here is your mind becomes open and aware and hopefully willing to consider new thoughts and approaches to becoming more effective and proficient in whatever it is that you're learning. Step three is where we achieve conscious competence. This generally takes place after some learning, coaching, and teaching has been provided and a foundation or a basis of knowledge has been acquired. The application may still be somewhat rough and may still require further development, but it's starting to become a little bit more natural and more easily to repeat. When we really get good is when we achieve level four, which is unconscious competence. This is where we function essentially from autopilot. We don't have to think about what we do. We operate from a routine or repetitious mode. The concern that we have to be aware of when we achieve level four is that over time, we may in essence become dull. An analogy I'd like to use, and some of you may be familiar of, is Stephen Covey's talking about sharpening the knife. If you continue to use a knife over and over without periodic sharpening and maintenance, it becomes dull. Much in the same manner, people become dull if they don't intentionally check in and assess how they are performing or functioning. What that requires is a conscious step back to level three. In other words, even though you may be doing something on an ongoing basis, out of routine, it is important to take a step back and look at how you are functioning and how you are actually applying or completing tasks and procedures. Typically, what happens is people start to slack off and cut corners over time. A great analogy is people coming to a stop sign and not completing the stop, but sort of rolling through and into the intersection and moving forward. We need to ensure that we don't do that in business because it's dangerous, just like it's dangerous in traffic. When you look at the four-step model that we have here for learning, you'll see that there is an arrow that goes from level four right back down to level one. My favorite way of describing this for people is the equivalent of being in a relay race, running around a track, and being one lap behind. Picture that in your mind for a moment. The runner looks over his or her shoulder and sees everyone behind them and thinks, "I'm ahead." Well, in reality, they may have gotten so far behind that the team behind them is actually catching up and about to pass them again. Unfortunately, when this happens in business and in relationships that we're often in, it's actually quite sad and even disappointing. What I'd encourage you to do, and the whole purpose of these four levels of learning in the program, is to take a step back and be honest with yourself. I don't know what you're focusing on right now as you're going through this program. It may be a component of selling. It might even be your own self-awareness to your ability and skill level as it relates to business development or customer service or time management. Be objective. The purpose of this model is to help you to identify where you are at today so that you can take proactive steps for improvement. You may require someone to come along and coach you beyond what I'm providing you here through the program. You may need to go back and do some exercises and do some more remedial work to improve your skills. What I strongly want to encourage you to do, though, is start with self-awareness, know where you're at, and strive to move towards level four, where obviously over time, the skill becomes second nature, and then periodically take a step back to check in on your performance and see how you're doing. Because like the diagram, what you don't want to do is slide down to level one and be a lap behind.